Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, August 24th. Tesla has received approval from the Public Utilities Commission of Texas to launch two virtual power plants for Powerwall owners in the state. Earlier this year, Tesla indicated that it plans to offer new virtual power plants in Texas and also Puerto Rico. And today, the Public Utility Commission announced that it has approved two new ones. Tesla and the home energy supplemental movement in general is already generating momentum in the state, as the utility says that there is already 2.3 gigawatts of capacity from small energy storage devices. This includes 300 megawatts that was added so far in 2023. Now, Tesla has already run a few virtual power plant tests in the state to demonstrate the value to the grid, and it has gained experience through the Tesla electric products. There is currently a cap of 80 megawatts for the system, although we anticipate that Texas will lift that very quickly. Volkswagen has opened pre-orders for its flagship ID.7 electric sedan for European customers. The new EV will start at €56,995 with up to 621 kilometers of WLTC range. For you American listeners, that's about the cost of $62,000 menu items from McDonald's, and it can travel the distance of 385 miles, or the same length as a .22 caliber bullet multiplied by 385. Anyways, for the European customers, the ID.7 is the sixth and largest member of the ID family, which includes the ID.3, 4, 5, 6, and the ID Buzz electric van. Volkswagen calls this vehicle an efficiency champion with an aerodynamic optimizing design across the whole vehicle. This enables an average fuel consumption of 16.3 to 14.1 kilowatt hours per 100 kilometers. The electric sedan will be the first to feature intelligent electronic air vents, which I'm sure won't cause frustration at all. Another optional interior package includes ergo-active comfort seats with memory and massage functions, a convenient entry function, and background lighting with 30 different colors. Other upgradable features are the optional airbags, the Herman Cardon sound system with 12 loudspeakers, plus a center speaker, 700 watts of power, a digital 16-channel amplifier, and a subwoofer. Now, the ID.7 Pro S is expected to launch in Europe later this year with an 86-kilowatt-hour battery and 435 miles of range. This will be followed by the North American rollout, hopefully next year. Nissan showed off its next-generation electric vehicles to dealers this week, previewing their future lineup. The automaker presented three new EVs, including a successor to the Ye Olde Leaf. According to the report, the Leaf successor will be a crossover-style coupe. Now, one dealer described it as a mini Ariya, and they were told that it would offer 25% more range than the current version, indicating around 265 miles. Now, the second EV that was shown was a performance sedan, and the report notes that this could replace the Nissan Maxima. Dealers were also shown an electric crossover built on the dedicated CMF EV platform, the same one used for the Ariya, which is already a crossover. Now, we have had other notes on Nissan's intentions quite recently. Last month, Nissan's supplier production schedule revealed plans for two new Nissan and Infiniti electric sedans that'll start in 2025. This was followed by a pair of electric crossovers at its Canton assembly plant the following year. Now, Nissan isn't totally gung-ho on the electric future, as the CEO, Makoto Uchida, committed to investing in both internal combustion and EVs, sticking to a hybrid approach, just like Toyota. Now, Nissan says that it will bring its e-Power Series hybrid tech to the U.S. in the second half of 2026. And like Toyota, Nissan touted details about solid-state batteries that are under development. For Nissan's sake, let's hope that those solid-state batteries are ready, because by 2026, the Nissan hybrids very well could be out of fashion. OMW, on my way to you. Good at what I do. I'm OMW. Mercedes-Benz has upgraded the EQB electric SUV for 2024 with a fresh makeover. It includes newly designed modern grille and headlights up front. The updated 24 EQB will arrive at U.S. dealers in the first half of 2024. Globally, the EQB is one of Mercedes' top-selling electric vehicles. They sold 3,404 of this model in the U.S. through June, accounting for nearly 18% of sales. The EQB is only behind the performance-oriented EQS and the EQS sedan, and the current EQB MSRP is $52,750. That's for the 250-plus trim. Volvo's first electric minivan is on its way. The automaker teased its electric EM90, claiming that it was Scandinavian living room on the move. Now, with Volvo under the Geely umbrella of brands, alongside Zeekr, Polestar, and others, the EM90 will likely be based on the Zeekr 009 MPV. Now, based on that SEA platform from Geely, the 009 is available in two versions, a 116 kilowatt-hour battery with 436 miles of range, or 140 kilowatts for 510. Now, more information is expected to be revealed on Volvo's version over the next few months, leading up to the official debut in November. The highly anticipated GMC Hummer EV Earth Cruiser has made its official debut. Back in March, GMC announced that they were teaming up with Earth Cruiser to build an overlanding upfit solution that could be integrated into the EV pickup. The Exploration machine includes a carbon fiber Earth Cruiser house fully integrated into the chassis. The top can pop off for exploring during any season or stargazing at night. According to company estimates, the 605-watt onboard solar power and a 6-kilowatt-hour 12-volt lithium battery system will provide up to 7 days of off-grid power. This enables appliances like a refrigerator or freezer to run for about a week. The appliances include a stainless steel sink, induction cooktop, refrigerator freezer, and onboard 12-volt heater. The upfit sleeps too and is 217 inches long and 117 inches tall in camp mode or 90 inches in drive mode. No word yet on pricing. General Motors has recently been given permission to begin testing Level 4 autonomy in China. Today's news dates back to September of 21, when GM first invested in China's autonomous driving startup called Momenta, and that was to the tune of $300 million. GM's joint venture partner in China is SAIC Motor, and they're also an investor in Momenta, the largest actually, and has previously shared intentions to follow a similar path towards developing autonomy. According to CNEV Post, GM shared that it has been granted approval to begin Level 4 autonomous driving in certain designated areas around Shanghai, although no start date has been shared. Ford has launched a new limited edition matte black version of the F-150 Lightning. The higher-end premium trim with black paint will only be made in 2,000 units, and deliveries will start in early of 2024. Starting price is $97,995. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Michael Bedard, 7859, says, "It's early, are feeling okay. Mickey G, that's not cheap." Well, Michael, I really don't know what to say. Sounds like autocorrect really got the upper hand this time. Or maybe it's going in and out of Google Translate. I don't know. But it seems like you're asking how I'm doing. And I'm doing okay. Not every day is great. But I'm looking forward to the future when brighter days and clear skies will reign. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G. I hope you have a great day.